So this period will be a guided practice, continuing to flow on from the meditation instructions this morning. Beginning the practice with just tuning in and checking in with the body. Just checking in how the body is right now, and with that curiosity, with that interest, kind interest. Checking in with the posture of the body. Inviting yourself to make any adjustments or fine tunings at this moment, at this point, so that the body can be as supported and as stable and balanced as possible. Checking with the three points of contact, buttocks, the legs, the feet. Resting into the ground, feeling the support of the seat of the ground. Feeling that support rising up the body. Attending with kindness to the balance of uprightness and ease. Opening of the hips, the rising up of the back and the torso. Noticing if you're leaning forward or backwards or to one side more than the other, and realigning. Can be helpful to imagine that there's a string right at the crown of the head, the top of the head. Imagine that being slightly tugged up, pulled up. So that there's a sense of uprightness, of ease, of balance. In and through the whole body. So pausing a moment and just tuning in to the whole body here. feeling the contact with that which is supporting the body, the ground, the seat, the space around the body. Feeling the uprightness, the alignment in the body, and the ease and the relaxation in the body in balance. The sense of the whole body here. Tuning in as you're feeling into the whole body space. Remembering the intention of kindness, this practice as an act of kindness, as a movement of kindness in yourself and in the world. Feeling that intention. With this sense of the whole body, and with that intention of kindness, opening to choose the anchor that would be most helpful, most appropriate, most useful for you for this period of practice. Be the breath. And if the breath is not an appropriate or helpful anchor, can be the sounds or the body, particularly the sensations of contact of the body with that which supports it. So opening to the appropriate and helpful anchor for you. Feeling the intention of kindness. Feeling that intention of dana, of giving. As you offer your attention to the anchor that you've chosen. Giving your attention to the breath or the sound, or receiving breath or sound in attention, whatever feels more helpful. Remembering as you practice, this only needs to happen one moment at a time. So let's take some time in silence to practice with this. This offering of our attention, this receiving in awareness of the anchor. And as we did this morning, it can just be three breaths at a time, or the soundscape for the equivalent of three breaths. And then we begin again. So it's always in this moment that we attend. Always in this moment that we receive into attention and awareness. Offering our attentiveness. You're gently noticing what you notice in this moment of unfolding experience. Without judgment. Whatever you find, this is an opportunity to meet, to get to know, and to appreciate a sense of presence. Right here, right in this moment. Whether you find distraction or presence, meeting with kindness. Meeting with the willingness to offer your attention again and again. And opening to the possibility to respond to what is here. If there's dullness or tiredness, is it possible to breathe or to attend to the sounds in ways that enliven and energize? There's restlessness or agitation, is it possible to attend to that with the breath or through the hearing in ways that calm and soothe and open out the space? So remembering the whole body as you practice, the whole body is here with all that spaciousness within it and around it. The breathing or the sounds moving through the space of the body. Known in the body, within spaciousness. Offering your attention again and again, receiving with kindness. Again and again, the flow and the movement of the hearing or of the breathing through the space of awareness, through the space of the body. what's unfolding in this moment of experience right here. Opening to know, to meet. Whatever is here, can we meet it with curiosity and with care? Deepening attentiveness, deepening attentiveness with the anchor of attention. Over and over, again and again. Feeling the support of the body, supported by the ground, supported by the earth. Whole space of the body. And within that space, within that awareness, the flow and the movement of the anchor of attention, being known, met with kindness. Distractions may arise, discomfort may arise. These two are movements through awareness. We come back again and again to deepening our presence, to attending with kindness, to the anchor of attention. One breath, one moment at a time. Gathering and collecting body, heart and mind as we do this, drop by drop, getting to know our experience a little bit more, willing to meet, willing to know. Willing to let go of what is unhelpful in this moment. Attending and attuning in ways that are supportive, nourishing, and wholesome. In the best way available to us in this moment, without pressure. This breath, this sound, open to, allowed, received with kindness. this moment. What's arising in this moment? Remembering that as you attend, presence is here. Whether you were distracted or not a moment ago. Bringing in that curiosity and interest of becoming familiar, getting to know this body, heart and mind as they're unfolding right now. Attending and responding. As you over and over again bring your attention, give your attention to the anchor you've chosen. Letting the hearing be more vast or more specific. Letting the breathing be more slow or more subtle. Noticing what gathers, settles, and brings forth any degree of well-being as you practice, as you attend. All of this an exploration, an opportunity to get to know, to meet with kindness, to attend in ways that bring forth any degree of well-being that's available. May our practice together be for the benefit of all beings everywhere, including each of us.